Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
And today's message is called Sacred Stamina of the Soul. And it's by our Director of Education and Virtual Outreach, Reverend Marilyn Sprague.
When we hear the word resilience, we may think grit, dig in, or maybe you've been to the county fair where they have those little dolls lined up and you throw the ball and it goes, doop, boop. And so maybe you feel like that's resilience. I'm here to share with you that that is not the spiritual understanding of resilience. The spiritual understanding is one of not surviving. It is one of thriving. And spiritually, it is the sacred stamina of the soul, our divine capacity to rise, to expand, to grow, and to always consciously remain rooted in spirit, no matter what the storm. Spirit has our back. And so resilience from a spiritual perspective is an inner knowing that declares, I am not what happened to me. I am not what I've lost or left behind. I am the life of God expressing through me, as me, in me, in everything that I think, say, and do. And in this morning's Science of Mind magazine reading, the affirmation, I just love this. I am a limitless creative spirit sharing my unique spark of love in the world. And that life, that love, is unstoppable. And as Ernest Holmes reminds us in his book, Creative Thought, the spirit within me is mighty. The power within me is strong. The life within me is perfect. Nothing can hinder or delay it. I am the expression of eternal resilience, strength, and vitality. And so today, we're exploring three dimensions of resilience. Absolute faith as our rock-solid foundation. The release, what falls away, as our liberation. And gratitude as our fertile ground. And here's a question that I invite you to ponder, to ask yourself as we step in to these three dimensions of absolute faith, release, and gratitude. Am I ready to live like I truly believe in myself as a limitless creative spirit? Am I ready to live like I truly believe in myself as a limitless creative spirit? So just allow yourself to let that sort of steep. I'm not a tea drinker, but I think you steep tea. First dimension of resilience is faith, because that's where resilience begins, with faith, with absolute faith, a faith that is rooted in spirit, that no storm can shake, no loss can define it, and no fear can diminish it. Faith doesn't deny difficulty, yet it affirms the presence of spirit in the midst of it. Faith reassures us, I'm not alone. Spirit is here. Something greater is carrying me. So how do we define faith? Well, in April, I traveled to Unity Village with some friends from Portland Center for Spiritual Living so that we could attend the grand opening of the Science of Mind archives that is now housed at Unity Village. And while there, of course, we wandered into the bookstore, and I discovered a deck of cards called Rise Into Your Power. Awaken the 12 powers in you. In Unity, they have an entire book called The 12 Powers Within. And it was created by a Kansas City artist named Tracy Lowe. She designed this deck of cards as part of her healing practice after the devastating loss of her 4-year-old son, Maddie, in 2014. Each card, or each power, has 4 cards. One is a definition of the power. One is a way that that power shows up in action in our life. And one is a contemplative question. And then one is an affirmation. And the very first power in the deck is faith. And here's how it is defined. My ability to believe even when I can't see the results. My ability to believe even when I can't see the results. And how it shows up? Faith gives us courage to persevere without knowing the ultimate outcome. Courage to persevere. The contemplative question, where am I putting my faith today? Big question, fear or faith? And then affirmation, I let faith, not fear, guide me. And isn't that the essence of resilience? Faith. A sacred stamina gives us courage to persevere even when the outcome is hidden. It builds an inner knowing, a deep knowing, that kind that I know and I know that I know. How many of us have ever had, I just know? And some people go, well, how do you know? And you say, I just know that Spirit's got this and that each of our highest good is already unfolding. And faith has a tendency to whisper, let faith, not fear, guide you. Trust the process. Trust the process. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, now known as Centers for Spiritual Living, reminds us in this thing called you. Divine guidance is yours for the asking, the answer to any problem that can ever confront you already exists at the center of your being. It already exists. And 365 Days of Richer Living, the reading today, reminds us about the asking. It says, ask and you shall receive, means that in the asking, we must identify ourselves with the greatness of spirit. We must move beyond appearances. We must permit our consciousness through faith to rise to a greater and broader realization of the divine presence, which is always delivering itself to its beloved creation. That's you, that's me. And I've experienced this over and over again, and I look at when it says, trust that every experience in your life is for a reason. So this is a story of how over decades, the process of life has built absolute faith and trust. So in the mid-80s, A roommate that I'd lived with for 7 years was in the process of getting married. Her fiance was moving in. It was time for me to move out. And, I mean, we had this large double bungalow, lots of furniture, you know, because two people paying rent, you can get a bigger space. So I was frantically looking for a space and couldn't find one that was within my price range that had the space that would fit all this furniture and stuff and things that I had. And I was exhausted. I was tired. I was frustrated. And one night, I just surrendered. Just surrendered it, gave it all up. I went to my favorite bistro, a little French restaurant, ordered French onion soup, a glass of wine. Oh, yes, got to have wine. And this was before cell phones, so I got the little flyer newspaper. I swear, this ad was in bold, advertising a condo. The whisper of spirit was, call the number. And with ease, with absolute ease, the perfect home revealed itself. Years later, decades later actually, as my life was crumbling, 21-year marriage had imploded, a successful business crashed. I didn't know where I was headed, but spirit whispered, Colorado Springs. I didn't know anyone in Colorado Springs. I didn't have a job in Colorado Springs. But I said yes, and that yes opened up pathways that led me to Science of Mind. And a few years later, I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado, feeling a little restless, doors aren't opening, and Spirit whispered, Portland. Really, Spirit? I've never been to the Pacific Northwest. Portland. I didn't have a clue where I would live. Once again, didn't have a job. I said yes. And I drove to the Vancouver-Portland area. And one day I went to the Vancouver Farmers Market to look at the flowers because I love flowers. I was feeling a little uncertain, kind of like, where am I going to live? What am I going to do? Let's go look at the flowers. And as I'm just walking through the Vancouver Farmers Market, Spirit whispered, walk the neighborhood. So I had a little Bichon at the time. So me and his name was Spirit. So me and Spirit walked the neighborhood along with Spirit. And a huge banner hanging on the gate of this apartment building said studio apartments for rent. I mean, the building was exactly, you know, one of a red brick vintage building. With ease, I found my home where I lived for 12 years. So this brings me to a recent experience. This summer, knowing that my unique contribution as an educator at Camp Cedar Ridge and serving as minister in residence, that my contribution was concluded, I resigned and stepped into the unknown. I didn't know where I was going to live, what I was going to do, how was all this going to work, but I asked Spirit for help. And remember, in the asking, you have to rise above. You have to give yourself permission to open up to limitless possibility. And I just said, Spirit, I need a new home by the end of September. That's all I asked for. And because I had been building absolute faith, I trusted it. And what did Spirit do? It gave me the perfect transition time. I had an invitation to the beach. For 3 days, I went to the beach. I went tide pooling for the very first time in my life. Absolute awe at the beauty. watched beautiful sunsets, was introduced to a new game called Rummy Cubes that I've shared with everybody I know. And it was the magnificence of the ocean just restored my spirit. And then I had an invitation from beloved friends. And in that quietude for 3 days, good food, good wine, rummy cubes, lots of laughter. And next, a dear friend shared her condo as she visited the East Coast. And in those 2 weeks, I prayed and I was quiet. I thought, well, I better get serious about looking for a place to live here. I was having so much fun. And then I went, no. Spirit's got this. You got to listen. And in the quietude of my meditation one morning, Spirit whispered, text Donna. And I did. I knew she had a house. I knew she lived in Hawaii. I knew that she had previous renters. I didn't know if it was still rented out or if it was empty. All I can say is that within a few days, I had moved in. And I still have a couple of days to go, and it's not even the end of September yet. So what I want to say is that when you trust Spirit, the limitless possibilities become available. And I want to just take a moment to honor the power of spiritual community. Because the love and support that you receive gives you the steadfast stamina to hold the faith, to have absolute faith. So I do want to express thanks to licensed practitioner Nadine Mahler, John, her husband, and Frankie, their adorable dog, to Mona Adams and Rita Jarvie, to Francis Beasley, and licensed practitioner Donna Wallace. Also, a shout out to Kathy Ballard for cheering me on, and to all who held me in prayer. Beloveds, this is resilience, the kind that only absolute faith can reveal. It's not blind faith. It's not turning away from the face of an issue, but it's a living faith. It's faith that is tested, it's practiced, and it's embodied. You become it. And in that, you speak with spiritual authority. It isn't just talking about a principle. It isn't just hearing about a principle. It isn't just saying science of mind teaches principles. It is saying I demonstrated it, and I know that I know. It's spiritual authority. So faith is listening for the whisper, daring to trust it, and saying yes. And faith is saying yes, even when you don't know the outcome. Faith is resilience in action. And when we let faith, not fear, lead the way, resilience grows. Our sacred stamina strengthens. And the demonstrations of absolute faith, we can't make this stuff up. We can't make it happen. What we can do is welcome it into our life. And in that, live like we truly believe in ourselves as a limitless creative spirit. And if faith is the foundation of resilience, then release. What falls away is the liberation of resilience. Because we cannot soar if we are weighed down from the past. We cannot plant a new seed in soil already crowded with the old roots that no longer serve and bear fruit. One of my favorite stories is from Illusions. Richard Bach tells the story of the creatures at the bottom of the great crystal river, clinging was their way. One day, one little creature declared, I'm going to let go and let the current carry me. And of course, the known status quo people, fool, you let go, you're going to get bashed and hurt, you're not going to survive. The little creature said, but clinging, I shall die of boredom. The little creature let go, and the current swept it away. And yes, it tumbled, it turned, but ultimately, the current lifted it up. And downstream, creatures just like the little creature, creatures that were clinging to the bottom of the great crystal river, said, look, a creature just like us, yet it flies. It must be the Messiah. It's not the Messiah, and it's not a miracle. The miracle is in the faith of the little creature that had absolute faith to let go, knowing that the old no longer served. And just as Lori's song said, it revealed the true essence that we are created to soar when we let the current of spirit carry us. And so faith teaches us to trust the process and release. Release is what allows faith to actually move us forward. And I would say not just forward, but upward, to spiral up. And so nothing burdens us and keeps clinging tight more than unforgiveness. When we hold on to anger, resentment, criticism, judgment, or need to be right, we weigh down the soul and we exhaust our body. Could show up as a stiff neck, heavy chest, tight jaw, because our bodies often carry what our spirit refuses to release. I know from personal experience. For one season, I held on to a criticism and the need to be right so tightly that my neck literally stiffened up. Weekly, I'd go to the chiropractor. And he started saying, you know, maybe we should explore, is it the way that you're sitting at your computer? Is it an activity that you're doing? Week after week, there we are, working on my neck. And still, every week, it was out of alignment. Until I stopped rehearsing my criticism. Until I let go of the need to be right. And I forgave others, yes, but mostly I forgave myself for harming my body in that way. Yet I didn't really understand that it was criticism and judgment that was creating that. Yet one morning in meditation, all of a sudden there was this, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I knew my neck was moving into alignment. It was perfect. I had perfect mobility. I could turn every direction, up, down, back. I was like, well, look at that. Can you imagine? I let go of criticism. I let go of the need to be right. And my neck is perfect. Well, I started to laugh, realizing the spiritual humor in this, because I had been judging someone as a pain in the neck. And the very moment I let go of that judgment, my body responded. The healing wasn't just physical, it was spiritual. So just know that forgiveness is one of the deepest forms of release. We can forgive others. Be sure we forgive ourselves. We let go of criticism, judgment, the need to be right. and release is not about weakness. It's not about loss. It's about liberation. What falls away reveals our essence. And release is about resilience in motion. It's creating space for our soul to breathe, for spirit to move us forward higher to allow us to soar, and for our expanded good to be revealed. And so with faith, absolute faith, and with release comes gratitude as the fertilizer along the path of resilience. It doesn't come after faith, nor does it come after forgiveness is practiced. Gratitude is a spiritual practice by itself. In Science of Mind, for anyone who's taken a certificated class, in Appendix A, under Spiritual Practices, gratitude is defined as the practice of the principle of creation. Seeing life as inherently good, focusing on what life affirming, and intentionally directing attention to the good. Gratitude is more than an emotion. It is an attitude that carries us beyond doubt, attracting and magnifying the good we focus upon. It is the ability to accept the perfect faith, what has not yet manifested, as if it were already here. And so it is a natural outpouring of spirit. Gratitude is our essence. It is the fruit of faith. It is the blossom that follows. And it is more than words. It is a way of being. It is a spiritual practice we embody in our breath, in our voice, and the movement of our bodies. And so this morning we're going to move beyond talking about gratitude, and we're going to practice it together. And our beloved Lori and our guest musician Angie are going to perform Karen Drucker's gratitude song. And I'm going to lead the motions. I'm inviting, if you're able, to stand and participate to the best that you can. And I'll demonstrate the motions before we start. So it says gratitude before me, so the motions go gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me, and then I'm so grateful. So we're going to repeat that 3 times, and then Lori's blessing us with the embodiment of gratitude by saying, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, so we can really embody it.
Okay. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this song, so I'll just lead you in this. Well, Rev. Marilyn leads you in the movements.
Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful. 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 So grateful. Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, 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 I'm so grateful. Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, 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 I'm so
hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.